A so-called hold harmless provision would make sure no Kansas school district loses overall state support. Republican Representative Erin Davis calls the issue vitally important for her area of Johnson County.
We have great schools in Olathe, and I don't want to pull the rug out from under them in July when they're getting ready to ramp up for the next school year.
The court already rejected a funding plan, including a hold harmless provision. Republican Representative Stephen Becker says they should not take a risk submitting another hold harmless plan because they are so short on time.
We do not have the luxury of having a plan B. What we submit to the court must pass constitutional muster.
Lawmakers will return to the State House later this week for a special session focused on education issues. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.